Greetings and welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and our topic this week is finding your peace. This time on earth is a difficult one, we see, for humanity especially. There is war, great natural disturbances, issues at home and abroad, political challenges, disunification, separation, and many more difficulties that you face now. Let us first remind you, dear ones, that you are here not as a random act, but your spirit chose to have a human life during this time frame. You have a purpose. Simply being here, manifesting God, is your purpose. The format and what this looks like does not matter. So, finding your peace is not about looking outward and wishing that the wars would stop and the neighbors would be friendly and the politicians would link arms and walk together. Yes, all of these things are in harmony with the true design of life. And yet this time frame is the time when all things that are needing to be healed, difficulties, wars, dissension, disturbances, are coming to the surface. They must come to light to be healed. So if you are looking for your peace outside of yourself, if you are looking for your peace in the world, we ask you to come back home to your center. That is where true peace is. This peace is deeper than your human mind can imagine. It is all-encompassing. All is well. This peace is the peace of God, good, love. So let us say that there is a disturbance in your family, or an irritation, and some kind of a blow-up. What do you do? What do you want in that moment? You want love. You want joy, camaraderie, and peace. So take the moment, even if it is to excuse yourself to the restroom, to wash your hands, or simply to be quiet, and come back home. Breathe. Even as your mind may try to be racing to solve the issue at hand, come back home. The mind of God, the love of God, the peace of God is at your central core. Your mind, again, will want to engage in the scenario and be the smart one and come up with different options and opinions. We are not saying to lose your mind in that way, but we are asking you to let the peace and the mind of God govern you in all instances, and particularly in those that are disturbances, that have turmoil and upheaval in them. As you come back into the family room, having done your peace work, your energy of peace will be felt by all. And even if the energy of the disturbance wants to continue to roil up the family, you do not engage, because you see it actually as a character of disturbance, and you are not willing to engage with it. You are willing to have peace and love and joy within your family, within your home. This is what you stand for. It not only will bless you and your physical system, but it will bless all of your family as well. And where there are children, the children will be observing what has happened here and taking their own notes on the success of turning dissension and disturbance around into peace and joy and love, which is the truth. Finding your peace is essential for your healing work on planet Earth now. The ego mind, which believes that it is God and wants you to invest in this also, wants to keep your mind spinning, wants to keep you off center, wants you to believe that it is the one to give you security and safety and the correct answers to guide your life. This is not the truth. We ask you to come home to your central core, your center. This is where God and Spirit in energy are with you in human form. Come back home and you will find the most exquisite peace. It is a peace beyond what the human mind can even describe. It is the peace that is your rightful inheritance. It is from God to you and to every human being, regardless of the outpicturing of whatever the circumstance. So as you are recognizing and experiencing peace within your being, this peace also rolls out into all of life. So not only is it blessing you, it is blessing all of life. This is a joyful awakening for you. Finding your peace is here and now, and possible every moment as you choose to come back home. There is God. There is your spirit. There is your peace within. We ask you to try this out this week and to observe your thinking and how often the ego mind wants to engage in warlike behavior, in dissension, in upset, in upheaval. It is your choice, dear ones, to engage with war or engage and claim your peace. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.